I'm very grateful to be amongst all of you this evening, especially our Honorable Sheriff of Bombay and his good wife, Dr. Desai Srinathji, the Managing Trustee of Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage, His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu, Nrsingha Kavacha Prabhu. We are very honored by your auspicious presence. And my special gratitude to all of the residents of the compound where we all reside together. This is an annual festival that we celebrate in honor of Sri Lakshmi Narayan, the original worshipable deities of this part of Bombay. This small temple in our courtyard has been present here for approximately 100 years. And generations of people have come here to worship the Supreme Lord. In fact, Mahatma Gandhiji would regularly come to perform his prayer and worship before these deities. Over a century ago, there was a great disaster, natural catastrophe, and many children were left stranded without parents. And some pious Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna, began an orphanage here. And with the patronage of one of the British political leaders' wives, it was named the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. Although these children had no mother and father of this world, they were introduced to their original eternal mother and father, Sri Lakshmi Narayan. And they felt the protection and the love of the Supreme Lord as it was manifesting through their devotees into their lives. As the decades passed, many things had changed. Facilities of the building were rented out for income. The original spirit of this orphanage was very much lost. But Srinathji Prabhu and his good wife Maithili, who are known in the secular world as Dr. Narendra Desai, they took interest in giving prasad, nutritious prasad, and proper clothing, and teaching Sankirtan to these children. And Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan, who are the ultimate supreme proprietors of this orphanage, they decided to make Srinathji Prabhu, Dr. Desai, the managing trustee. Early in the morning at about 2 or 3 o'clock, knocking on his door, and someone came with the certificate proclaiming that he was now the managing trustee of this property. So he accepted it as a service and tried to institute the original real spirit, which is to help these people, these children, to be happy, to be educated, and to learn to live in the path of the will of God with love. So he brought in devotees who he trusted most to take care. Krishna tells in Gita, Aham Bija Pratapita, that he is the supreme mother and father of all living beings. All those people in this world who have forgotten their relationship with Bhagwan and are living a life separate from Dharma are all, from a spiritual point of view, orphans. So to bring many people to the path of Dharma is the purpose of this wonderful project today. The children are very happy in learning character, integrity, and pure devotion. And thousands and thousands of people from all walks of life, their lives are being transformed to understand the real value of a life dedicated to the loving service of the Supreme. So this is all by the divine arrangement of Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan. For over a century, they have been in this temple observing all the transformations. In fact, they have been orchestrating the transformation. And out of their supreme causeless mercy, they have manifested themselves in their original transcendental form of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath to attract the love of our hearts, to rescue us from the ocean of illusion and birth and death. In this age of Kali Yuga, there are so many impediments to living a good life. So much corruption, so much egotism, so much sinful activities, so much cruelty and violence, envy and hatred, unlimited greed, even in the name of religion. Kalero dosani de rajan asti heko mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parampraja. This is a very beautiful sloka, that Kali Yuga is like an ocean of faults. But there is one benediction, and that benediction well overseeds the compensation of all faults. If you take all the faults of the age of Kali and put them on one side of the scale, all the lust, all the anger, all the envy, all the greed, all the hatred, all the illusion, all the false pride, all the terrorism and violence and escalation of nuclear weapons, all the karma and the natural catastrophes that are results of these karmas, all the illicit sex, all the intoxication, all the murder and cruelty, put it all on one side of this. And you take the one benediction, the one benediction of Kali Yuga, and put it on the other side of the scale. And that one benediction, Param Vijayate, that one benediction outweighs all the faults. And what is that one benediction? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. That in this age of Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord Krishna, one can attain the perfection of liberation. Cheto darpanam arajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. When we chant the names of the Lord, it purifies the interior environment of the heart. But we must live with respect for others, with morality and humility. Then the power of the main will have a very, very great effect of making our heart a very clean place in which the Supreme Lord, the reservoir of all love and compassion, manifests himself from within. In that state of pure consciousness, we are no longer egotistic, selfish exploiters, but we are humble, compassionate instruments of God's love in the spirit of servitude. Lord Chaitanya taught the consciousness in which we should chant God's name is feeling ourselves to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And throughout history, there is wonderful, wonderful narrations of persons whose whole lives have been transformed into an eternal state of happiness. And a person who is spiritually happy, not content being happy alone, but naturally has a very, very deep determination to share that happiness with others. In 1971, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gave a lecture at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. The auditorium was full, and there were very high political leaders of India who were also present. Prabhupada spoke on the subject of the importance of leaders taking responsibility to set a very pure and perfect example for the common people to follow. How can we give a proper example if our heart is full of dirt? So he was emphasizing the importance of cleaning the interior of the heart by the chanting of God's name and living a life that is exemplary for others to follow. He was explaining that the greatest gift in all of creation is God's name. And he came out of the auditorium, and just across the street, he stood on the steps waiting for his automobile. As his ambassador car was approaching, he said to his assistant, "This is such an important place in Bombay. We should have a temple here." Never said another word on that subject. 25 years later, 1/4 of a century later, was it 25? 15. 15 years later, a temple manifested here. It was the prayer of a Paramhamsa pure saint that the Sankirtan movement to purify the hearts of human society be established here in Chopati, Bombay. To our neighbors, we beg forgiveness if sometimes the sound system is too loud. We're trying to be more sensitive about these subjects. But the difficulty is, we want the world to hear the holy name. We want the universe to hear the holy name. We want the whole cosmic manifestation to hear the holy name. But still, we'll try to keep the sound system down out of respect. And we're very grateful to all of you for your kindness upon all of us over the years. And on this very special day, we honor Lakshmi Narayan, and in doing so, we're trying to reciprocate with the incredible, wonderful kindness that they have bestowed upon all of us here in Chopati, Bombay. I very sincerely thank all of you very much.